The world has gotten worse. Here's my question. Has it gotten worse because it's just gotten worse? Or has it gotten worse because we've abandoned absolute truth?
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Business with the Alessis. I'm Steve Alessi, and today I'm with my precious wife, Mary Alessi.
Yes, good and to be here.
Yes, yes. Now, we like to get together. We usually talk about family things because family's everybody's business.
That's right.
So, but we also take a minute, Mary, when we're together. If we're not talking about family, we like to talk about other things that are more in the culture, in the community, what's going on in society. And we try to touch those things. And on Sunday, we're not always able to do it. So another thing that we like to think about our family podcast, family business podcast, is that we talk about things here that we don't get to talk about on Sunday.
That's right.
And one of those things, because it's such a hot topic,
hot button topic,
yes. Right? That is politics.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to also do is get out of our church and into people's daily lives with our podcast.
Right.
So we're asking on our podcast, the Alessis are asking, we've started saying the first question more or less was, what's going to sway your politics, right? Your politics in the sense that who you're going to be voting for, what's going to determine that. We found out that most of it is stuff that has to do with what's going on in the real world. So
yeah.
On a daily basis, these society issues. So then we said, all right, well, which one of those are really going to weigh in on your decision to vote for your next president? So as we're looking through all of this, something occurred to me, and this is where I want our podcast to go today. And I guess I'm going to play to what would be the majority of some of our listeners.
Yeah, that's good.
And that is that we're talking about does Christian values, are they really playing a part in how people vote today?
Yeah.
If they're not, it's okay, right? If they're not in the sense that If you're not really looking at principles that are found in the Bible that would be important to you, if you're not using those principles to gauge your choice, then just call it what it is. Because here's the issue. We have some people in our society today that are saying, I'm a, and it's a label, right?
Right.
And we're buying into the label. Because it's a war with words these days.
That's all it is.
we're called either conservative Christians or liberal Christians. Or today it's progressives.
Right.
And Christian nationalists.
That's it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what it seems to be is, I see the big divide between the progressive and the Christian nationalist. I see that divide. I don't necessarily see the divide between people who say I'm a conservative Christian or I'm a liberal Christian. And that probably is the one that they had to get away from. Because there's a lot of people that call themselves a Christian in our country.
Right.
But don't necessarily embrace Christian values, right?
Sure.
So the whole thing about I'm a conservative Christian or I'm a liberal Christian, it's as though we're putting level of degrees on one's Christianity.
Exactly. You're less of a Christian or you're more of a Christian.
But no, people don't even realize that.
No, they don't.
But that's what we're saying.
That's right.
That's the black and white issue here, that if you're going to say I'm a conservative Christian or I'm a liberal Christian, here's my question. Who determines those level of degrees? So how liberal can you be as a Christian and still call yourself a Christian?
Right.
Because there's a scripture verse that you would be challenged by in the Bible if you're saying that I can be one way or the other.
Yeah.
I can and still call myself a Christian. I can be more conservative, which is more close to embracing the Christian values as opposed to being a liberal who is loosely embracing the Christian values. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the verse that you're going to be challenged by, if that's what you're doing, is where Jesus makes this declaration that, listen, you're either hot or you're cold. And I wish you were one or the other.
Right.
Because I can't stomach, my palate cannot handle the lukewarm.
Right.
The one that's in between. And he actually says, I can't stomach that, so I spew you out of my mouth.
That's what the word says.
So the palate of even our nation right now, those who are calling themselves Christians, we've got to make sure that when it comes to being a Christian, how do we allow Christian values to totally influence our choice for who's going to run our country in politics?
Right. It's definitely a difficult place we find ourselves in. And the world is so desperate right now to put labels on us and to divide us. And we feel that more than we've ever felt it in our lifetime. And we know that historically, the battle between politics and Christianity has always raged, always, even in Jesus's time. And finding that to think critically as Christians and finding our political views. We've said for so long, we've heard a lot of pastors and preachers and people and on the extreme right say, you can't be a Christian and vote this way.
Right.
But yet there are people that vote that way and say, but I am a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're saying, correct me if I'm wrong, is let's think from this perspective. This is the one area, if you're a Christian, but you are more liberal and progressive, mm-hmm. which means you are more leaning when you think about the LGBTQ community, it influences your vote. You think about abortion, it influences your vote. You think about illegal immigration, and your perspective is women should have a right to choose. People should have a right to love who they love. It's none of my business. They can do what they want to do. So that makes me more left-leaning, but I am a Christian. Well, then I would say, and I think this is what we're saying here today, if you line those thoughts up and those beliefs with God's word, you're going to have a lot of contradiction there. So don't even say that as a Christian, your Christian values influence your vote. Just completely take that off.
Take it off.
Take it out of the messaging and the narrative. Don't be defensive of I'm a liberal Christian. No, just say I'm a liberal and this is the one area of my life that Christian principles don't influence me because I look at it from a different perspective. Now, here's what I want to make sure people, our listeners know. We aren't here judge and jury saying what's right and what's wrong. What we're trying to do in this podcast is to get all of our listeners, as well as us, to think from a critical perspective. Does that ring true for you?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? One of the biggest fights we had over the Super Bowl, Steve, was during the campaign, the He Gets Us campaign. Man, it set the Christian world on fire. The arguments for days about that campaign from the Christians, the podcasts, it just never stopped.
Yeah.
Because of the way He Gets Us, this is a perfect example. They're portraying progressivism as Christianity.
Yeah. Sadly, I think I get where this, that campaign, I get where they're coming from and what they're trying to do. And the sad part of that is they can't even try to do it today without there being such infighting amongst those who call themselves Christian.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Christian world is the one who got all upset about what message that was trying to portray. I think ultimately, those that were behind it, these billionaires that were trying to say, let's use our resources to introduce Jesus to a society, they did so in a way that was leaning more towards a more liberal,
very progressive,
progressive mindset, because the society is there.
Right.
Society's there. So they're having to go there. So good or bad, I don't know. I'm saying is that it's sad because I think they were and so much was misread about it. It could have it did something special. It got the word out. Hopefully, it accomplished its goal. But there's such confusion in our society about what a real Christian is that.
See, I would say it made that confusion worse, because if you go back and look at that. And it's everything that you're saying today. It is exactly, I mean, for me right now, even in this podcast booth, it is making complete sense. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm getting your revelation that you had this morning when we were on the way. Mm-hmm. Because the truth of the matter is, you can't have Christianity without Christ. You cannot have Christ without, we were all sinned. He was crucified to relieve that sin off of us, but we were still all sinners. Mm-hmm. And you cannot have a campaign about Christ where the depiction is you have sin in your life, but you're not a sinner.
Yeah.
And that's where the confusion comes. Mm-hmm. Take the pressure and the all the light and the shame away from your sin. Mm. No. So that's why we have this trickle-down effect with the next generation thinking Jesus was just a hippie who wore sandals and didn't really care about your sin.
Yeah.
No, you don't even know the Bible. Mm-hmm. You don't even know the essence of the crucifixion and the death, hell, and the grave. I mean, we can get deeper into that, but the truth is, when that is your, what do we call it? That is your worldview, mm-hmm. but it's not a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
And you call yourself a Christian, there's a lot of confusion there, Steve. Yep.
No, and you're this is a sweet spot for you.
Yes.
For us. This is where we live. This is where we do our business when it comes to trying to educate our church family with biblical principles.
Right.
Because we know those biblical principles help them establish a better life. And Mary, so does everybody else.
That's right.
That's why they need to put labels on this. So look, I grabbed my phone here and I wasn't texting, I promise.
Well, I thought you were for a second.
You were. I saw was like, that, where do you go? I didn't want to interrupt you. Here's what conservative means. It's traditional in style or manner. Traditional in style or manner. It's relating to characteristics of a conservative Jew or Judaism. All right? Having the power or tendency to conserve or preserve. So when we're calling someone or labeling them a conservative Christian, the reason they're a conservative Christian is because they are trying to conserve the biblical values
yes.
that were put in place all those years ago.
Yes.
We're holding on to those.
Preserving them.
We know that they provide
yes.
the best results for living.
That's right.
We're not changing up the recipe. We're going to conserve it. The liberal is one who is open-minded or tolerant, especially free of or not bound by traditional or conventional ideas, values, etc. So get that. They're not embracing
right.
the conservative or early values that the conservative wants to hold on to. They're not conserving the old biblical values. They are changing the values up as they go.
The tail and, wags the dog.
Yeah.
The dog wags the tail wags the dog, whatever it is.
The tail wags the dog.
Yeah.
They're changing it as they go.
That's
they
right.
they want to progress. So they think in progression or in their liberal views that they could wink at certain biblical commands. Wink at it means they can look at it and say, hey, that was good for then, but that doesn't really apply for now. And you could take that in every area right now of social issues and politics. You could take that liberal view, and I want to be so careful here. You got to hit some of these, you know, but, you know, abortion's going to be a major social issue at play in this.
Absolutely.
Or at least the parties are going to make it.
Because it's not abortion, it's
a woman's right to
choose. A woman's right to choose.
Yeah. So that's going to be a hot mm-hmm. topic that is going to be addressed. Okay. So the conservative Christian says, I go to what the Bible has to say about what abortion really is, which is the taking of a life. And I'm going to hold on to biblical values that say that every life is special. And God has a plan for every life, even before they were ever in the womb. So it's not a matter of trying to determine when that cell becomes a living organism and becomes a child.
Right.
But the liberal approach to that is saying, but that was good for the perfect scenario. But
the world has changed. It's worse.
The world has changed.
Right.
It's a different day. Women, they have a right over their own body and all those things that go into it. And they're going to bring up those issues. Like, society has now changed what ultimately the plan of God was that was established in his word. That's all changed. So they start to do something called like cherry picking.
Right.
They pick and choose what biblical values they want to embrace. But then the ones that they don't want to embrace, they discard. So it's not going to sway the way they view their politics.
Well, I think it goes back to what you said in the beginning. It's the different degrees of Christianity.
Hit that for a minute. Okay, so are there any degrees?
No, there's not. Not according to, if you're talking about scripture being preserved as it is. Yeah. If you don't look at the Bible progressively, the world is worse. That means we have to change the Bible. We don't change communion. Communion hasn't changed. We continue on our traditions of what the word tells us to do. So when you put on that hat from the part of the Bible that you don't want to change because it works for you, that's another way to think. But when you say I'm a Christian and I have daughters and we've hit that issue and we've talked about it when they were going through the seasons before they were married and the potential of getting pregnant before they were married, what would we do? What position would we hold? Would that sway preserving what we believe the word says? That was a tough one to get through. But we value life regardless of the condition of man, regardless the condition of the world, and regardless the condition of our daughters, life is precious.
Okay, so take that another step with those young girls of ours. We encourage them to be virgins, to refrain
from that,
from premarital sex
exactly.
in any form.
Exactly. So that's
why. Why did we do that? Why did we do that? Because right then, you know, if we say that, even saying it, Mary, makes you think, wow, we're so old-fashioned.
Yeah.
But yet, are we old-fashioned? Society wants to make us old-fashioned. The people that want to put labels on us.
And tell us that that's impossible to
Don't do that to your kid.
It's impossible.
You know?
They can't.
Because here's where the liberal viewpoint comes in. They need to, you know, it's like they need to test drive the car before they buy it.
Oh, yeah. That's what people believe.
They believe that about marriage. What marriage? Who is embracing marriage today? They embrace living together. And even those that call themselves Christian, we have it here. And we can't, you know, make somebody feel bad about it, but you got to get your thought around that. That's a very liberal viewpoint that I can live together as a Christian and not be married. That's a liberal mindset that you bring into your Christian values. But wait a minute. What do you do with the scripture verse that says that sex outside of marriage is wrong? It's a sin.
Yeah.
Now, here's why we taught our kids early on that that's the best way to do it, that you hold your keep that virginity in place. We told them that it would be a gift that they're going to give their spouse. That's one thing that the world can't take away from you. You got to hold on to that. And that's a gift that you're going to give your spouse. We told them that. Because we also knew that when you come to that marital bed and it's undefiled, you have no mental comparison, no pictures that you got to be struggling with of the way somebody treated you in the past. This is the first thing that you and this spouse of yours are able to share together. It's precious. You grow in it. You embrace it. You work on it. It's something that is the two of you. We wanted that to be their immediate because we knew in the future it was going to play out so much better for them and their marital relationship. It wasn't just about now,
right?
In the moment, the heated passions. Are you kidding me? Those heated passions can start to flare up and those things start to take over. It's hard to control that. We understand it. And yet we're asking our girls and our son that before they got married, listen, don't get so romantically involved with your spouse that you allow it to take you there.
Your girlfriend, save your boyfriend.
Yeah. With your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, save it for when you really do know what love is about so that you can bring it. Because we knew that in the future it was going to play out. That's where biblical values really start to show themselves. That's why we say, be careful with this liberal mindset.
Yes.
And labeling yourself a liberal Christian. Embrace the conservative values.
Right.
Embrace the values.
Exactly.
Don't put a level of, well, I'll take the good ones, but throw out the ones that I don't agree with that are too bad, that don't line up with me. Don't do that.
Right.
Because now you've put leveling degrees on your Christian values, and that doesn't work out in the long run.
And but Steve, let's be honest
yes.
here. Yes. The world has gotten worse. You're not being realistic.
Yep.
You don't know what people face out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a dark, dark world. You're in a bubble.
Dark world.
You're in a bubble.
Yes.
You just happen to be married.
Yep.
You and Pastor Mary just have it all together.
Yeah.
And you don't understand. You are a tiny margin, in a tiny margin compared to the rest of the world. And you have mm-hmm. to have more understanding and grace for people who have had to go through these things.
Yes.
And I'm not being facetious at all. These are things that we talk about all the time, and quite frankly, process, pray about, and really analyze.
Yeah.
Because that's true. The world has gotten worse. Here's my question. Has it gotten worse because it's just gotten worse? Or has it gotten worse because we've abandoned absolute truth?
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to abandon absolute truth. And I'm just going to go on the record and say that He Gets Us campaign has been horrible.
Yeah.
I don't find anything. Honestly, I understand nobody needs Jesus. Excuse me. Let me say this right. Jesus doesn't need anybody to present Him to a lost and dying world. He can do that all by Himself. Thank you very much. And to have a campaign that says He gets us. Just that makes my skin go. He gets us. He made us.
Yeah.
Let's just keep dumbing this thing down. Let's just keep believing that lie. The world is worse. See, you got me started.
You're getting blotchy.
Because it's such a lie from the pit of hell. And we've not only accepted the lie, we've adapted to the lie. And now the world looks like the lie. Then you're strangled, okay, that's a new word. You're in a stranglehold with that lie. And then people that are saying, we're going to hold on to the truth and go back to the original plan and the original system. Yes, it's hard. Yes, there are going to be people that feel like, man, I blew it. You know, going back to virginity for a second
mm-hmm.
and staying a virgin till you're married, nobody should feel guilty that they taught their kids to do that, nor should they feel guilty that they held that watermark for their lives. You should be proud of yourself and don't let anybody make you feel ashamed. You know why? Because you've made society a better place.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't a burden on society. You didn't cause chaos to society, nor to yourself, because there's two things that will never happen if you stay a virgin. You'll never, ever, ever have to have a baby out of wedlock, nor will you ever have to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's one more thing. You'll never have a STD.
Mm-hmm.
Those things will never happen. You're making society a better place. Why do people, we're talking about Christians.
Yeah.
Want to make other Christians who say, I am embracing an absolute truth, the word of God. I'm not changing it. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, the world is the most enticing place ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it would be easy to say, you know what? I'm going to lower my standards because you're right. It's easier to be a progressive Christian.
Mm.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
Not on the back end, it's not.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Because you're going to have some fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want it. The bitterness of that fruit.
Yeah.
Is not, it, you're not going to like the taste of it. So just say, and this was the whole revelation in this today. Go ahead and say, I'm going to vote, because this is the only time this really comes up.
Mm-hmm.
As a non-Christian, although I am one, and be hot or be cold.
Yeah.
Make a decision. And you know what? Steve and Mary, you're right. I love the Lord. I'm a Christian. But when it comes to voting, I don't apply Christian values because it gets way too down into the weeds for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just choose to not apply Christian values to my vote.
Yeah.
At least say that.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
There's that. Now, I'm not sure the country's going to be better if we go with anti-Christian, Because here's the other part of it, Mary. How many of those liberal Christian views, and this is going to stir it up with somebody, it's going to offend somebody, how many of those liberal views are actually anti-Christian views? Because if you watered down, if you watered down something enough, then it no longer has its original taste. Yeah. We were at hanging out with our guys the other night in our big counseling group, and our counseling group has grown to 28, 29 guys Monday night. We had a great time. And one of the brothers that we went to his house, he did a huge, it was one of those big paella bowls, pots, and he had shrimp in there, he had calamari in there, and he had some other sauce, and he said to me, he says, there's no water in this, it's all wine.
Lordy, Lord.
He cooked that whole stuff in wine, and it was delicious, right? Well, if you start adding water to that recipe that has just been pure wine, you start putting water in there, it starts breaking that thing down. And now when it breaks it down, it doesn't have the same results.
That's
it doesn't
so
have the same taste.
So true.
So is it like in our Christian values, the liberal views that start to water down what is the gospel, the truth that God gave us to show us this is going to produce a better life for you, kind of life I have planned for you.
That's right.
If you start tearing those things down, pulling out truths and inserting non-biblical truths, then is it really pro-God? Is it pro-Christian? Or is it anti-Christian?
Right.
And I believe the trick of the enemy is to try to get in there and make everything that is God anti-God.
Right. Absolutely. Because the word says that there's only one way to the Father, mm-hmm. and that's through Jesus.
Yeah.
So let's mess with that verse.
Yeah.
There's many ways to God. Is there?
No.
Okay. So you can't cherry pick that mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. and then decide this one you can modify. Mm-hmm. You know, we started a beautiful garden, and what you're talking about watering down the recipe, it all grew. It was beautiful. And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, well, how do I cut this? How do I keep this going for the next season? What's the longevity of life for this thing? I don't want to walk out here and eat everything and then I've got nothing. Well, there is a way that you harvest so that you preserve for the next season. Mm-hmm. And if I just went out there with my shears and I started hacking at it and letting the sunshine be the sunshine and the water be the water, no, I have to make sure I am approaching that from a preservation perspective so that it can last for mm-hmm. a long, long time. Now, thank God we have grocery stores. But the truth of the matter is, when it comes to life issues, you can't afford to change the recipe and water down truth. You can do it. And we're seeing a world where Christians are doing it. Mm-hmm. But what we see as pastors, and after so many years, how many of them come back waving the white flag of surrender going, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Yep. I blew it. Well, thank God he forgives.
Yeah, he does.
And we can pick up right where we left off. But the challenge is right now, whether you're young or whether you're old, if you're battling the thought of watering down the truth of the word,
yeah,
you're not going to like where that gets you.
Yeah.
The taste will not be the same.
Well, babe, I want to make sure we can say something here. People are voting for a number of reasons. I think the majority of it comes down to our comfort in our own lives, which really comes down to the economy. It does. It's the economy. And they've said that for years. It's the economy, stupid. Stay focused. Is your life better off now under this particular political party than it was when it was under another political party? Because both political parties have different views of how they take care of society, especially the way they run the country, financially, right? So it comes down to that most of the time. And I would say, be open, be honest about that. And if that's really what you are voting for, because some businessmen and women, they're like, you know, this next president, if there's a political party change, it's going to affect my bottom line of my business and taxation and so forth, where I'm at my place in life financially. Well, be honest with it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Don't make it about Christian values then.
Right.
Vote and let people know what you're voting for, why you're voting for it. At the same time, if you disagree, if you call yourself a Christian and you choose to be more liberal in your mindset, which is going to embrace a political party that is more progressive, that is liberal.
That is anti-God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is anti-God.
Yep.
And you call yourself a Christian, then don't get mad at Christians who are saying, but I choose to vote my Christian values.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even if those Christian values step on your toes and you call yourself a liberal Christian, that's kind of like on you.
Right.
So don't get upset with them for voting their Christian values.
Right.
Just be very open and honest.
And objective, yes.
It's okay.
That's right.
I want to vote this way because it affects my purse, my bank account.
That's right.
And that's all right that you do that. Just don't get upset at those who choose to vote for with some other motivation that is a Christian. So
right.
we want to end this by saying there really is no conservative Christian or no liberal Christian.
No.
It's either Christian or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And you have to go and pray. If you call yourself a Christian, you have to pray, God, how do you and your word have me vote for this next leader of the free world? How do you want me to vote?
And let's not fall prey to the divisiveness of this culture and give ourselves an opportunity to have good, objective, non-emotional conversations with people on both sides and walk away with a sense of, I am more mature and I have a little bit more of a level of understanding that politics rarely moves the needle. And I'm not going to be divisive with people in my family, people that I love, over politics. That won't be the thing that divides me. Mm-hmm. And if we're honest enough with ourselves, we can be honest with each other and pick a side that's not Republican or Democrat. Pick the side of, what are your values? Mm-hmm. Are they biblical or are they not?
Yeah. And I would say to some that would call themselves more conservative Christians, if you're a Christian, forget the conservative part, but if you would be labeled as a conservative Christian, then be careful how you treat the non-Christian that's right out there. Because someone who calls themselves a Christian,
that's right,
shouldn't be behaving in certain ways that is just so aggressive, so judgmental.
That's right.
So accusatory.
Mm-mm.
You know, you've got to find some peace and understanding and grace and love, because people are voting for all sorts of reasons. And may I also say, make sure your lifestyle is backing up what you are in a sense preaching
right
to the other party.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit there and say, well, we need a strong government and we got to be careful that we're not, we don't want the government trying to control us, but we want them to be strong. Meanwhile, you're living in Section 8 housing.
Right. It's true.
Well, you're getting all the benefits.
Right.
Because you're not willing to go out and get whatever of a job and you can't find that. So you're willing to let the government take care of you in some areas, but you want to be, no, don't let the government get so big. And that's some of our conservative Christians that are out there.
Yes.
So we've got to be so careful. And we don't have the answer to it. We don't. What we're trying to do is say, today we wanted to throw some information out there. How do you process it? How do you think about it? Find what works for you. Make sure it's right as it works for you, because it should be, if you're a Christian, influenced 100% by God and His Word.
Yes.
Makes sense?
Makes total sense.
Gosh, I hope we did a good job.
Yeah, or not.
Stirring it up.
We're going to get a lot of negative or none, no feedback at all. I mean, we're going to see. We're going to see.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
We love everybody.
Episode of The Family Business with Steve and Mary Alessi, who probably ticked you off today.
Maybe.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope not.
You've just enjoyed another episode of the Family Business Podcast with the Alessis, and we can't thank you enough for being a part of our audience today. Now that you've learned more about us, here's how you can join in the family business. First, make sure you're following our podcast right now and download this episode so you can hear it at any time. Second, think of someone you know that might need or enjoy this episode and share it with them. You'll be helping them and helping us to spread the word about the family business. 3rd, go to AlessiFamilyBusiness.com and tap the Ask the Alessis button. This is really cool. You could use it to record a voicemail comment or question, and we can add your voice to our conversations. Finally, while you're on our page, tap the Reviews tab and you'll see a link to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We love reading your reviews, and we might even share them on the show. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time at the Family Business with the Alessis, because family is everybody's business.